Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 5. Hell Breaks Loose. Part 3.
What are you talking about, Ethan? More than one?
There's several of them. I don't know exactly how many. But those things, I've seen them.
How did you survive? Where were you?
The front office. I was stuck there. After that one attacked us on the bikes, I was able to fend it off. But it chased me. I took cover in the front office. It kept coming back, though. Then one night, I attempted to make it back to the cabin. And the creature attacked. I killed it. And that's when more showed up. I hid under the floorboards, but eventually they found me.
Ethan leaned against the wall.
They crawled around the side of the building, but they couldn't get through the cinder blocks. They reached for me with their scrawny arms. I was just out of reach. I stayed there in the dirt for... I don't even know how long. You don't know how many times they would stalk around outside, crawling, growling. I could never tell exactly how many were there. Every once in a while, they would lay their face against the ground, and I could see one of its eyes. It would just be watching me. It wouldn't move either. It would just stay there for hours, watching me, reaching for me.
Jesus.
How did you get out of there?
They started trying to get through the floorboards once they found out they couldn't get to me from the side of the building. I shimmied my way around each time they broke through. Eventually, I got pinned underneath one piece of the floorboard. They couldn't find me, though. Every once in a while, they would give up their search and head into the woods. I tried breaking loose, but it took me a good 4 or 5 cracks with the axe before I could get out.
Did you see what happened to Katie?
She was gone by the time I arrived. That's it. We have to go. No more waiting.
We tried the cars.
I see that.
She doesn't mean the van. We tried hot-wiring Brian's car. It almost worked.
Was that the alarm I heard?
Yeah.
Can we try again?
On Brian's car, it needs a jump.
I don't think we're going to be able to move the van.
How many did you see?
At one time? Three? There could be more, though.
Can we fight our way out? You've killed one.
I've killed two, but it wasn't easy. David, are you all right?
I fell to my knees. All of a sudden, I was feeling lightheaded. I don't feel so good.
Help him up! Help him up!
Ethan and Jen grabbed me under the arms.
What's going on?
Let's get him some water.
Ethan sat me against the wall, and Jen ran down the hall.
Oh, shit.
Jen, are you okay?
Seth's body, it's gone.
His body?
We placed him in the tub. He's gone.
They were in here? They may still be in here.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jen made her way back to the living room slowly.
I don't hear anything.
Ethan grabbed the axe, rested it on his shoulder.
David, are you okay?
My head is pounding.
Are we sure we can't try the car again?
I don't think it'll work.
Well, I know nothing about hot wiring, so...
I could try again. I looked at the manual, but I think we'd need a jump start. The battery on the Camry is shot.
We need another car.
Barry.
What?
Barry's car. Shit, it's by the front office. Could you hotwire it?
I could try.
It's our best shot.
We heard a noise from the upstairs loft.
I think they're inside. Yes, they're definitely in here.
Let's go.
My throbbing headache was getting worse.
Can you run?
Yeah. Ethan and Jen helped me up. I stumbled a bit.
Are you sure?
Let's just go.
We run all the way to the office.
We have to go through the field.
Why?
All the tools are out there.
Okay. Ready?
Wait. I stumbled my way to the corner of the room and picked up the knife. I shoved it into my pocket.
Ready now?
Jen and I nodded.
Move!
We ran for the field. Every step made my head feel 10 times worse. What the hell was happening to me? As we ran toward Brian's car, I saw the shadow figure in the woods. The tall figure held up a long arm and pointed to the far side of the field. Oh, shit. several creatures crawled out of the woods, including one with no hand.
Hurry! Grab the tools!
I got him! David, go!
Jen pushed me forward. I stumbled and clawed at the ground as I scrambled to get back up. Ethan grabbed my collar and tugged. We ran for the trail. We ran towards the office, which was far. We could see the van in the distance, but the creatures were closing in behind us. There were three of them.
We're not gonna make it.
I looked behind. The creatures snarled and ran in a zigzag formation as they gave chase. We passed the van and kept going.
It's too far.
Just keep going.
My head throbbed harder. In the distance, I saw the shadow figure. Its arms were up, outstretched. What the hell?
They're right behind us!
Ethan pushed me forward. We weren't going to make it. There was no way. That's when I looked over at Ethan and realized he thought the same thing.
Go.
Ethan slowed. Ethan, don't.
Keep running.
Ethan! He stopped running and turned around.
No, Ethan!
Go!
He raised the axe and waited for the approaching creatures. Jen and I stopped a moment. The creatures were on him. He began hacking.
What's he doing? What's he doing? Ethan!
I fell to my knees. What was happening to me? My head ached. My body hurt. Jen grabbed me, pulled me, and we continued to run. I could hear Ethan and the creatures behind me, but I didn't dare turn around.
No.
I held back tears. I knew Ethan was gone. This time, he wouldn't be coming back.
Come on. We're almost there. Come on.
I could hear the creatures again, getting closer. I kept running as fast as I could. My knees were buckling, my legs hurt, my chest hurt.
There.
I could see the office. We ran out of the woods and through the gravel parking lot. There was Barry's SUV, sitting, waiting for us. We rushed over to it. Of course it was locked.
Watch out!
Jen grabbed the hammer and smashed the window, sending glass shards all over the seats. She reached in and unlocked the door. I climbed in and dove under the steering column.
David, hurry.
I used a screwdriver to pry open the access panel. There were more wires than the Camry had, but I could figure this out.
No, seriously. David, hurry.
I'm going. I fought through the throbbing headache and yanked out the wires. I pulled out the knife and cut the green and red wires.
David!
1 second.
David! We don't have a second!
Jen launched herself into the car and slammed the door shut. The creature jumped at the door, its upper half lunging through the broken window. It cut its stomach on a piece of glass and shrieked. Jen swung the hammer, landing an impacting blow against the creature's temple. It slid down the door and out of view. My legs were on the seat. I had to adjust my body now that the door was closed. Two more creatures jumped on the hood, and they slashed at the windshield.
David!
I stripped the wires as the windshield began to crack. Red to green, red to green. I tapped the wires together.
It's working! It's working!
I kept the wires together and twisted them. Glass rained down on me.
David!
I forced myself up to see Jen being pulled out of the car. I reached for her, but to no avail. The creature dragged her along the gravel. I jumped up and burst out the car door. Suddenly, the no-hand creature jumped on me. I slammed back against the car, my head hitting something hard. And everything went dark. I woke some time later. The sun was setting. The forest an orange glow. I was staring up at the tops of trees. I was being dragged along leaves and sticks. I couldn't move. My body ached. My eyes closed. And once again, I was out.
What are you doing?
What? What was going on? My eyes slowly opened to reveal a dark forest. The night air was cool. What time was it? The moon was barely visible through the treetops.
Please, don't.
It was Jen. Oh, God. It was Jen. Straight ahead of me. Her arms and legs tied. She hung outstretched in a tree. That's when I realized. So was I. My limbs were tied to the branches. I hung a good 4 feet above the ground.
Please don't.
I wanted to say something, but I couldn't. My mouth wouldn't work. Who was Jen talking to? Movement in the woods. I craned my neck, and that's when I saw him. Cooper, hanging in a tree, his body gutted. And past Cooper, Ashley, then Barry. I looked to my left, more bodies in the trees, the bikers, the guys biking across the country, and Ethan. Oh God, Ethan. Each body was hacked open. The organs and entrails laying on the ground below. Two creatures crawled out from the darkness and began feasting on the entrails. I wanted to vomit.
Please. What do you want?
Jen writhed, trying to break free of her bondage.
Please, don't.
That's when I saw what she feared. A woman appeared. She held a large knife. She wore a dirty sundress, which leaves and sticks clung to. She had disheveled hair and wide white eyes. She hummed a friendly tune, but she did not appear friendly.
What do you want from me? Please, please. Don't, please. Please don't.
The woman raised her knife. Oh, no. God, no. No. I wanted to scream. I wanted to yell, but I couldn't. My lips wouldn't form the words. I couldn't find my voice. The woman looked up at Jen, and with one quick motion, slashed straight down. No! The woman turned to look at me, a smile plastered on her face. Blood poured down Jen's body. I closed my eyes as the woman gutted Jen. A tear ran down my cheek. What was this? What the fuck was happening? I could hear body parts hitting the forest floor. I don't know how much time passed, but I kept my eyes shut. My heart throbbed, my head continued to ache. I heard the woman approaching. I opened my eyes, and there she was standing in front of me with her bloody knife. She smiled at me. Her eyes were completely white. Behind her, creatures came out from the darkness and feasted on Jen's entrails. Mmm. What the hell was that? The woman stepped close to me. That's when I noticed something trailing behind her. It was attached to something that came out from under the woman's dress. It was grotesque. I didn't want to believe what I was seeing. It was a small child, but not a fully formed one. It was pink and red and wet, its mouth open. What the fuck? The woman stepped closer. She raised her bloody knife. Shit. Shit, 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 shit. I thrashed, trying to break my bonds. I could feel the branch my right arm was attached to giving way. I pulled and pulled, but it wasn't snapping. It would be too late. The woman tilted her head, and the knife came down. The woman stopped. The smile left her face. She turned around, scanning the forest. Did she hear that too? The woman slowly walked into the darkness. The tiny fetus trailing behind her. The creatures disappeared too. I was alone. I stared at Jen's lifeless body. Chills ran down my spine. My stomach churned. I wanted to throw up. My eyes teared up, but I held everything deep down. I had to get out of here. I fought the bondage. I fought the tree I was tied to. The branches shook. I pulled down on my right arm again and again. It was working. I continued to thrash. The branch snapped and fell. My arm was free. I quickly reached for the knife in my back pocket and cut myself free. I fell to the ground. I got up and ran over to Jen. Her head hung limp. I put my hand against her side, clung to her shirt. Her bloody shirt. Who was that woman? How could she do this? I wanted to fall to my knees. I wanted to cry. Shit.
Run.
Time to take that advice. I looked at Jen one more time, then turned and ran. I had no idea where I was. I just blindly ran through the woods. It reminded me of that night Ashley went missing. It reminded me of my dream, my nightmares. Why was I not waking up? I think they realize I'm gone. Oh shit. I pushed as hard as I could. I just hoped I would run into the road, Barry's car, anything. Anything but that damn cabin. Shit! I fell down an incline and into a ditch filled with water. I stood up, the water barely reaching my knees. Wait a second. This wasn't a ditch. This was the lake. It was drained. What? Why? I made my way through the water. The moonlight glistened off the water. I saw the boat, the sunken ship that was placed for training scuba divers. It wasn't big, but bigger than I expected. That was close. Suddenly, some loud splashing. In the distance, towards the center of the lake, water bubbled. Creatures emerged, several of them. They were coming from the lake. More appeared. I ran behind the boat and hid. I had to get out of here, but it was dark, even with the moonlight. I wouldn't be able to find my way. I looked up at the edge of the lake and saw the shadow man, his long arm outstretched and pointing. Do I trust him?
Run!
What? I turned around to see a creature on top of the boat staring at me. Drool dripped from its lips. Shit! It pounced and we fell back into the water. My head submerged as I punched and kicked wildly. I was able to get it off and get up. I grabbed for a broken piece of wood jutting out from the side of the boat. I ripped the rotten piece off and swung at the approaching creature. It lunged. I jabbed. A piece of wood splintered and pierced the creature's neck. Blood spurted out. More creatures climbed the boat behind me. I ran. I scanned the edge of the lake. I saw some tree roots protruding through the soil and jumped. I grabbed and pulled my way up. I could hear the creatures behind me. One grabbed my leg. I kicked wildly. I used all my strength to pull myself up. I rolled onto the ground and stood. The crazy woman was in my face.
You're going to die.
Huh? The woman slashed at me. She cut me across the chest, ripping through my shirt. The pain was instant. I fell back as blood rushed out. I held my chest and scrambled back. I could hear the creatures climbing up the side of the lake. The woman walked towards me, her body twitching, the fetus crying. I continued to scramble back. Suddenly, a moth fluttered in front of my face. It zigzagged towards the woman. She stopped walking. Her eyes fixated on the tiny brown insect. She caught it in her hand and stared at it with a weird fixation. Then she squeezed tightly. She raised the knife. Suddenly, a flash. The shadow man appeared in front of me, separating the two of us. The crazed woman backed off, shielding herself. The shadow man twisted around and looked over me.
Run!
Creatures climbed out of the lake, dirty and wet. I got to my feet, turned, and ran. I didn't look back.
lungs full with the breath of their mute atmosphere.
I don't know how many creatures were behind me, but I didn't dare look. Did it matter? My chest hurt. My shirt was soaked with blood. I ran through the woods blind. Why did I keep running? Wouldn't it be easier to end this? Just give up? My legs hurt. My lungs hurt. I wanted to stop. I could hear the creatures gaining. That's it. I can't. I saw flashes of Ethan and Cooper and Seth and Jen. They were dead. They were all dead. I slowed my pace. I can't. I can't. Then I saw a light. Two of them. I heard an engine. Barry's car. It was still running. I turned to look behind me. There had to be six of them. Shit. I made my way out of the woods, across the gravel parking lot, and over to the car. I flung open the door, grabbed the hammer, and spun around. A creature lunged. I caught it in the skull. It shrieked. I jumped into the car just as two more jumped on the hood. Another creature ran up to the door and slashed at my face. I put the car into drive and pushed the pedal to the floor. The car slid along gravel. The tires tried to gain traction. Two more creatures jumped on the back. Each creature's scrawny skeletal arm reached for me. That's when I realized these weren't just creatures. Oh God, the eyes. It was them. I knew it was. I could see it. One of the creatures with long, scraggly hair stared at me. Jen? Shit! I hit a curb and the car spun. I tried to keep it steady as the creature slashed. Damn it, get the fuck off! I swerved the car to the side, down the trail, towards the main road. Two creatures clung to the left side. I jerked the car to the left and skid against a large tree, knocking them off. Everything happened so fast. Two more came at me through the broken windshield, blocking my view. I threw the hammer, knocking one in the ear. Blood gushed. Another ran along the roof of the car, then climbed down towards the passenger door. I scraped against another tree, knocking it off. The last two reached for me through the broken windshield. One clawed my face. The other one was missing a hand, but still reached for me. I saw the main gate. I kept my speed. The gate was closed, but not for long. I burst through the gate, and the creatures were instantly knocked off. I made it to the main road. The car chugged. I slowed a bit. Not much, just a bit. I raced through Rutherford. I could see a cop car, but I didn't dare stop. I had one destination in mind, and that was home. I drove for a good 2 hours. I didn't have a headache anymore, but my chest and facial wounds were burning. I wanted to just get home, but I passed a sign for a rest stop. 2 miles. I sat in the car for a few minutes. The sun was making its way over the treetops. There weren't a lot of people at the rest stop. I slowly climbed out. I could feel a lot of eyes on me, but it made sense. I was driving a beat-up SUV with no windshield. My clothes were torn, dirty, bloody, and damp. I walked toward the restroom. People stopped to stare. A few people jumped on their phones.
Sir? Sir? You okay?
You okay?
I ignored them. I headed into the restroom and walked over to the sink. The mirror was partially covered in graffiti. I put my hands in front of the sensor, letting the warm water run over me. I splashed my face. I removed my shirt to show the large slash on my chest. I was trying to keep it together, but I couldn't. I made it out of Terra Lake, but I didn't feel as if it were over. I continued splashing my face. A man walked in.
Sir, you all right?
I didn't respond, mainly because in the mirror, I could see, behind me, the shadow man. It wasn't over. His arms remained by his side. It wasn't over. It wasn't over. I tried to keep my composure until I saw a moth fluttering around. My knees buckled and I fell to the ground.
Oh shit! Hey! What's going on?
Call an ambulance!
I lay on the restroom floor. My head began to ache again. The shadow man glided over to me. He bent over me.
Hey, stay with me. Stay with me.
My eyes were heavy. I slowly closed them.
Hey, come on. Stay with me.
For some reason, I was okay with closing my eyes. I was okay with sleeping. I wanted to sleep. I wanted to dream. No dream could be as bad as what I just experienced. I hoped when I awoke that this would all be a dream. That I would be at home about to hang out with Seth or about to talk to Jen. But I knew that wasn't the case. I knew when I awoke, nothing would change. So instead, I looked forward to my dreams. I needed something. But no dreams came. This time, no dreams came. Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as David, Julia W. D. Harrison as Jen, Jose Caraballo as Ethan, Kyle Appleyard as Seth, Hope Ennis as Katie, Mike Lenhart as Brian, John Lassabeth as Cooper, and Jennifer Loudermilk as Ashley. Co-starring Ricky Lehner, Matt Deacon, Robert M. Lamb, Christopher Postel, Jack Austin, Nick Englehart, Ariel Zadok, and Ashley Cardisano. Music and composition by Jonathan Moss. Additional music provided by bensound.com, incompetech.com, and demixmusic.com. Don't forget to rate and review Paralyzed on iTunes.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.